I'm here with Joe Robinson from Origin in Australia, who's just given a keynote here at the conference. ChatSafe. Joe, what is ChatSafe?
Yeah, so ChatSafe is... So we've developed... ChatSafe is a set of guidelines that have been developed really to help young people talk safely about suicide on social media platforms. So they really came about because we know that young people do have lots of conversations online and on different social media platforms about suicide and self-harm. And I think although the intention to cause harm to themselves or others isn't, you know, they don't go onto those platforms with the intent of causing harm, we do know that the potential for harm or distress exists. And I guess as a sector, we've been very worried about the ways in which young people do communicate about this topic online. And almost our reaction and the reaction from the mainstream media and professionals has been to really want to shut down these conversations and say, this isn't safe. We don't want young people talking about suicide online. But for us, really, that felt, and certainly for the young people that we work with, we know that's not realistic, that actually social media is not going anywhere, whether we like it or not. It's a really important vehicle for young people to talk. But we also know that it's a really important way for them to connect with other people who are having similar experiences for them on a topic that's really difficult to talk about sometimes in their offline worlds. So it's a really important opportunity, or provides an important environment for them to have difficult conversations, to connect with other people who might be going through similar experiences. And it often acts as a soft entry point into services and help seeking. So we didn't want to shut down those conversations. We wanted to enable young people to have them safely. So the ChatSafe guidelines are really there to help equip young people to have these conversations about suicide on social media platforms. But I guess the other piece of the puzzle is that we know that young people won't read long sets of guidelines that we have created and sit on a mental health website. So the other thing that we've been doing is bringing the guidelines to life, and that's where we've really partnered up with young people. So we've worked with young people from across Australia to co-design a whole set of kind of campaign content to start to bring the guidelines to life. And we'll do that through a proactive social media campaign that we're about to launch in kind of October this year.
So ChatSafe is on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube. How does it work? Say I'm a young person with mental health difficulties. I'm kind of interested because we know that social media is helpful and harmful, obviously. Goes without saying.
Yep.
Although the newspapers don't seem to agree with that. But so how does it work for somebody who's starting a conversation? How do they engage with these guidelines?
Yeah, so the guidelines are there. They're sort of, as I say, sitting on our website. ChatSafe will have its own website shortly, and it's now developing a bit of a social media presence. So young people can just simply access any of this information by following any of the ChatSafe social media accounts or going to the website. And what they'll find there is some really up-to-date information about how to have these conversations about suicide safely online. There's some examples of language that they might use if they want to share their own story or reach out and support someone else. But probably importantly, there's also these kind of bite-sized chunks of campaign content. So what we mean by that, there are short videos that have been made by young people for other young people. There are suites of animations that might give some tips on how to communicate. For example, if there's a lot in the media about a celebrity suicide, about just checking in about the impact that might be having on you, and then how to reach out and seek help. So there's all sorts of different, you know, I guess, ways that young people can engage with the content. The campaign is being pushed out through mainly through Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, but you'll also find all the content on sort of YouTube as well.
And I guess young people don't necessarily feel like they need to listen to researchers and scientists. How are you kind of getting the message out there using influencers and ways that young people like to engage?
So young people, you're right, young people don't like necessarily to be told what to do by professionals and by adults, although what we did hear from young people is that they want us to support them to stay safe, so they did want some support and guidance around this. But what they want to hear from is other young people, and that's why we've kind of co-designed and co-created the content with young people. So they very much wanted to see themselves reflected back to them in any of the content. So there are lots of pieces of video that are made by young people, so there's young people featuring in them, young people relaying the messages that other, you know, for other young people. So it doesn't feel like they're being given pieces of advice by people like me, basically. But we are also engaging with influencers a little bit, and this is a bit of a departure for us, but we know there's some evidence to suggest that, for example, YouTube influencers tend to have a very high profile with young people, and that they have been you know, there's research that shows that that's a really effective way of getting messages across to other young people, much more so than having content on professional websites. So we are starting to explore that. We've had our youth reference group identify some influencers that they all follow on social media platforms across Australia. So we're now reaching out to some of those influencers and starting to work with them about how they might help us get our message across. It's very early days. I feel like we're constantly, you know, very carefully dipping our toe in the water here, because we don't want to do the wrong thing and we don't want to cause harm. And obviously when working with influencers, it is a little bit of an unknown quantity. They've got their own agendas as well, so we have to go very carefully as an organization with that. But we're taking, so as I say, we're taking things quite slowly and being guided by young people every step of the way, really.
We've blogged about your research on mental health, and I'm kind of conscious that a lot of the work that you're doing in Australia is leading the way in this area. How applicable is this social media stuff you're doing to the rest of the world?
I think it's applicable everywhere. I think we've had a lot of interest from countries all around the world in these guidelines. It does feel like they're the first of their kind. We do have an American version of the guidelines now available on our website, and that came about because colleagues and partners in the US came to us and said, can we have an American version? So we were like, sure. So we developed that. We've now got some funding to globalize the guidelines. So we're now working with people from countries all over the world, hosting a suite of consultation activities with young people and professionals around how we might adapt the guidelines for other cultures and communities. So an element of that will be translating them into different languages. But I think there are also some cultural sensitivities that we probably also need to think through about the ways in which death and dying are conceptualized in some different cultures, including amongst different cultures in Australia, how we might talk about suicide in different communities and different cultures as well. So we're just starting to do that work now.
So if people listening from other countries are excited about this and would like to get involved, how do they go about doing that?
We'd love other people to get involved in this from all over the world. So ChatSafe does have its own website now, so you can find us by simply searching for us and follow us on social media. But people should also feel absolutely free to contact us at Origin, and we'll kind of, you know, we'll be able to make contact and have a conversation about how we can bring the guidelines to your community.
Great work. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you.